This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Oh, yes, it's Friday night. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Coming up, second hour, we're going to be joined by Jim Wallace from the Gun Owners Action League out of Massachusetts, where we're going to talk about Article 34, which they have to beat at all costs. And then we're going to talk about Kansas in the third hour with Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Some interesting revelations. Nobody else is reporting on it. He's the one that's doing it. We're going to talk with him about it. But first, we exist currently in a moment in time where there's this banging, jarring paradox at play, this little dynamic that's out there that exists in our nation's politics. You have the American people who are showing steadfast support for the Second Amendment. You have Congress who are, you know, being mealy-mouthed about it. And then you have President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, who is determined to shove gun control down America's throat by any means necessary. Of course, and then there's Hillary, who's running on it, but, you know, right now he's the man in charge. He has fully abandoned the pretense that he cares about unifying the nation around any sort of shared value, any sort of shared goal. Instead, he has this nakedly ideological, you know, agenda. He claims to be acting in the interest of public safety, but by the most reliable measures we have, we are more safe than we are anything else right now. And nevertheless, he's ordered his legion of government attorneys to scrub the law and find opportunities for him to crack down on gun ownership. He can't pretend his policies are prudent or thoughtful responses to pressing issues when he can't even articulate what they are before the fact. When they arise only from his orders to subordinates to find him whatever levers he can pull. Polls from late 2015 showed soaring support for our Second Amendment freedom. In October, a clear majority, 56%, told Gallup that they believe America would be safer, if more Americans lawfully carried concealed weapons. The NRA has a 58% favorability rating. When was the last time Congress had a favorability rating above 20? Maybe about 15, I don't know. A Rasmussen poll conducted in November and December revealed 61% of Americans believe the policies NRA supports make America safer. And an ABC News Washington poll released in December showed that 53% of Americans oppose banning the sale of assault weapons, the so-called assault weapon. The highest level of opposition in the list, 21 years. Americans are also beginning to exercise their Second Amendment rights in droves. In the waning months of 2015, the NICS system was running amok. record numbers of firearm-related background checks. Not exactly a precise measure to be sure, but strongly indicative of America's interest in keeping and bearing arms. And yet the president has announced that his number one priority in 2016 will be to enact, by executive fiat, some of the very same gun controls that have been squarely rejected by the people's representatives in the U.S. Congress. Now, let me take you back to April 2013. This was when we were going to have the universal background check. Everybody thought they had the wind at their backs. This is post-Sandy Hook. We surely have got the wind at our backs. We're surely going to get this because we've been dancing in the blood of babies. We've been waving the little bloody shirts in the air saying, we must have this. We must stop this. We can't have this again. Proposing something that never wouldn't have mattered. Proposing something that wouldn't have had one iota of effect on what happened in Sandy Hook. And the people knew this, and the people picked up the phone, and the people called the Senate, called their senators in the Senate, probably some senators that weren't theirs, and they rejected the proposals, including bans on popular semi-automatic weapons, arbitrary magazine capacity limits, and bans on various types of casual firearm transfers between neighbors and friends. And Obama blew a gasket. He let his anger show at a Rose Garden news conference soon after the vote, and he huffed that it was a shameful day for Washington. And he vowed, this effort is not over. How did they, how did we react to the gun controls defeat in 2013? Did we storm the Capitol demanding Congress see the error of their ways? No. We did do a storming, though. We stormed the polls and during the 2014 midterm elections, and we gave the Senate to the Republicans and dealt yet another blow to the anti-gun forces by increasing pro-gun majorities in both houses of Congress. Not to say that they're absolutely 100% pro-gun. They're just not going to do anything anti-gun, which still isn't enough, though. I don't think that's enough anymore. I don't think that's any enough. Last December, another gun control showdown was waged in Capitol Hill after the Senate took up H.R. 3762, the Restoring Americans Healthcare Freedom Reconciliation Act. Anti-gun Democrats were determined to see that bill as a vehicle to advance their agenda. Fine Frankenstein offered a far-reaching amendment that would have given the U.S. Attorney General what amounted to a discretionary veto on gun sales to anyone appropriately suspected of having some connection to terrorism. Now, remember, they would be the ones setting that bar. They would be the ones making that qualification. Anti-gun bureaucrats would have been empowered to deny Second Amendment rights based merely on their own reasonable belief concerning someone's present or future intentions with no. This would have been agenda-driven pre-crime, minority report. Manchin, who should just simply quit. You should quit Manchin and go and sell, I don't know. Go to a drive-through window somewhere. You love to talk. They talk a lot. Manchin dredged up his ill-fated ban on private firearm transfers between friends. In the days leading up to the vote, the gun prohibitionists had whipped themselves into a veritable frenzy, yet neither measure obtained even a bare majority, much less the 60 votes needed to advance the debate. The gun banners ace in the hole had failed them for the second time on Capitol Hill. And, of course, the gun control proponents were enraged by this. But they refuse to admit defeat. Michael Bloomberg, he throws around enough money to fuel the third world. And he's going to keep pushing gun control. His collaborators in the media, academia, the entertainment industry have stood with him in lockstep, trying to scold us and shame us and bamboozle us into giving up our rights. There is no tragedy that is beyond exploitation. No bending or breaking of fact is off limits. No propaganda techniques are beneath them. And no law, constitution, or political obstacle will stand in their way. Now the governor of Connecticut, he's saying, if you're on the no-fly list, you're on the no-buy list. I don't even know if he gets to see that list. Probably not. He's just out there talking. Because he's a Democrat and they grandstand something awful. We will be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Something about a Friday night. I guess that's because it's going to be followed by a Saturday. I don't know. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gun Works specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. This past Sunday in Seattle, Washington, a man by the name of Shea Taylor was shot and killed in a confrontation with the Seattle police. There are many different parties that decided to look at that shooting and characterize it in different ways, but a lot of them were as different as night and day. Seattle Independent News outlet The Stranger spoke with Seattle King County NAACP President Gerald Hankerson and presented a story that portrayed Mr. Taylor as the mostly innocent victim of racist cops. On Sunday, Seattle police shot and killed Shea Taylor, a black man from Seattle, who is well-known in the community and deeply beloved. According to Seattle King County NAACP President Gerald Hankerson this morning, I wouldn't be surprised if he has one of the biggest funerals in Seattle. Hankerson decried the way some reporters are demonizing him as an armed felon. They had already depicted him as a monster. Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole called Hankerson last night. Hankerson said she told him a gun was in reach, which indicates to me that a gun was not in his hand. Another member of the local NAACP, Shelley Seacrest, said O'Toole told her the same thing, that the chief promised to share dash cam video of the shooting by the end of Monday. In that department, they've made a practice of releasing video of officer-involved shootings within a day. Hankerson said it doesn't add up. We know him as someone who is not a gun toter. My entire community right now is so outraged. There's so many questions. So many more questions than answers. Taylor celebrated last New Year's Eve with Hankerson. They've known each other for nearly 30 years. He was a handsome gentleman who lived life to the fullest. He's well-known, well-loved. This is personal. That's that account. Here's another account. The felon, who was fatally shot by two Seattle police officers Sunday, reached for a handgun after ignoring commands to show his hands and get on the ground. Police released graphic dashboard camera video and a detailed description of the incident in what appeared to be an effort to quickly provide information on the shooting of the African-American man, identified as 47-year-old Shea Andre Taylor. Taylor, who also has gone by the name Marvin R. Hunter, had a lengthy felony record, including rape, robbery, and assault, and he was under supervision by the State Department of Corrections, according to court records and a corrections spokesperson. He died Sunday evening after police shot him hours earlier on the edge of the Wedgwood neighborhood in northeast Seattle. They were conducting surveillance about 3:30 p.m. on the 2200 block of Northeast 85th Street as part of an ongoing investigation, according to a written statement posted on the SPD's news website. Officers saw a man with a holstered handgun and identified him as Taylor, a convicted violent felon prohibited by law from possessing a handgun. They called for additional units around 4:15 to assist in taking Taylor into custody. While he stood at the passenger door of a white Ford Taurus, a marked patrol vehicle with its emergency lights activated, pull up facing the Taurus as an arrest team approached the car, according to the cops. Officers ordered Taylor to show his hands and get on the ground. He did not follow officers' commands and instead leaned on the Taurus. Officers and a civilian witness interviewed by investigators reported Taylor reached for a handgun. Taylor's handgun was recovered along with 6 ounces of crack cocaine and black tar heroin. Let's touch on 2 points and be very clear about this. Sometimes law enforcement does use excessive force. And if there is evidence that they were negligent or excessive with that force, those officers are hopefully then arrested and face the criminal justice system themselves. And that's always a good thing. It is not probably not excessive force when officers open fire on a known convicted felon reaching for a gun, as was shown in the dash cam video of officers sweeping in to arrest Taylor for being a known felon in possession of a gun at the scene of a suspected drug deal. When you have a clown like this NAACP president, Hankerson, who knew Shea Taylor from their shared time in prison, attempts to portray the death of a violent serial criminal as a crime against an upstanding citizen and the black community swears to that lie, they're doing Nothing more or less than gutting their credibility. This is more Black Lives Matter nonsense. This is another part where they beclown itself as they reflexively attempt to portray any shooting of a black person by law enforcement as a racist act, when eyewitness accounts and the physical evidence show that those deaths are indeed justified, as happens in an overwhelming majority of the time. Then the Black Lives Matter movement looks to the rest of America like pro-criminal agitators. Attempts by the Seattle NAACP and his family to portray this convicted rapist, armed robber, and apparent crack and heroin dealer as an innocent instead of the human predator he clearly was. This is very pathetic theater. This continually dishonest crying wolf makes it increasingly difficult for the rest of us to discern a real incident where law enforcement will overreach or does overreach from those where it's mostly fiction. Like Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot. Right! That happened. It would be nice. You want to know how to get law enforcement to use minimal force on you, or anybody for that matter? Follow their commands. I know, hey, and that doesn't mean, hey, you're not giving up your rights when you follow their commands. Most of the time, if you've got nothing going on, if they just want to check your ID, give them your ID, they're going to check it, and if you're not a criminal, you'll be on your way. This is not me advocating that you give them your papers. I just told you what they face on a daily basis. Let's help them out. Let's help them out. Now, when we get back, I don't think the majority of cops are racist. But the majority of the mainstream media, racist as the KKK. I'm going to give you some examples to illustrate that. Just because I can. Just because I want to. Just because I have it in front of me. They're the ones trying to shape the opinion. It's up to us to blunt that. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Performance made in USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. Just yell it to yourself just to go see what they got. From the very beginning of the Black Lives Matter movement, the self-righteous, facts-challenged, subject matter illiterate journalists have been trying to craft this narrative that law enforcement officers look at deadly force situations through the lens of race. That fevered and blatantly incorrect bit of conventional wisdom among the media was at its most obvious when the media parroted the hands-up, don't-shoot lie, crafted by a criminal who already had warrants out for his arrest for lying to police. This has also got to be really bad for the low-info voters, this message they push, because they'll say, well, the police are too rough, they are murderers, they're this and that, but then, you know, as far as gun ownership is concerned, they will tell you, well, listen, if you have any issues, call the police. In the media, their institutional bias doesn't still just exist. It seems to be getting much worse. The bias is blatantly obvious in a recent Cincinnati Inquirer piece by Chris Graves. Graves' bio says that she is passionate about the future of the news and that she thrives on chaos with a purpose. This Chaos with a Purpose, in her most recent article, is a fact-free attempt to smear the Cincinnati Police Department as being racist. So let's look at some of her assumptions and failures as she asserts that, and let's dissect them, too, while we're doing it, as she tries to assert that they have a racial bias, and how they handled two separate instances of police dealing with men armed with fake handguns last week. She's clearly operating from the presumption that since the white suspect, Christopher R. Loggle, was only tased for pointing a fake gun at a cop, and the black suspect, Paul Gaston, was shot 9 times, well, had to be because of his color. Except, here's the thing, they both had fake guns. They both had toy guns. One of the fake guns was so blatantly fake, you know, they could see it in his pants with the battery door on the side of the grip. It had a hunting rifle, a plastic rendition of a hunting rifle scope on the bottom. It had the orange tip on the end of it, the slide and the lower. The whole gun was apparently one piece, and they could tell it. They could see it. So when he went and pulled out his plastic gun and he was just pointing it at them with his, he was probably trying to commit suicide by cop, and they failed. He failed in his efforts because they only tased him. On the other hand, Mr. Gaston, he had a gun that looked suspiciously to me like something maybe by Walther, or maybe even a CZ clone, possibly a Sphinx. Slide was independent from the bottom, that you know, and it looks real. It actually looks like a mashup of a bunch of different guns to me. It looks like it's got influence from Springfield and, I don't know, Walther in there. But it's all beside the point. Gaston was facing 5 or 6 cops who were guns up on him, and still he reached for the gun. I don't know what was going through his head. In the Gaston case, the officers were dealing with a known unknown. They had 9/11 callers who reported that a man appeared to be under the influence, wrecked his vehicle, then had dropped a gun, picked it up, and ran off. With the other guy, they knew everybody, the people saying, were calling in saying, there's a guy with a fake gun around here acting sort of crazy. You can look at the freeze frame of the moment Gaston reached for the toy gun thrust in his pants. He's facing head on 3 police officers. 3. Who are all guns up, fully extended. All they have to do now is flex their finger. There's no way to outdraw them at this point. They only fired at him for 1 second. When he attempted to draw the gun from his waistband, all of them fired and immediately ceased fire once he stopped reaching for the gun. Once again, okay, let me be very clear about this for those of you, and this is not me getting out there and saying, well, you have to allow yourself to be submissive to police. If you are going to be dumb enough to be running around and doing some crazy stuff, wreck a car or something, and then you've got a toy gun stuffed in your pants, and then somebody calls the cops and you reach for your toy gun, there's one of two things is going to happen. Maybe make it 3. Maybe the cop will wait on you to pull the toy gun and see that you can't shoot it. Maybe he's willing to do that. I don't think so. Not in this climate. I just don't see that happening. Maybe he will try to tase you. But once again, cops, more than anybody, understand the dynamics of the less than lethal versus the lethal use of weaponry. They tase people all the time that just sort of, you know, flinch a little bit and still keep on coming. So the taser, you know. But going to the gun, this guy had 5 or 6 on him and he still reached for that gun in his waistband. I'm not going to sit here and go, he was clearly asking for it. But maybe he, too, wanted to commit suicide by a cop. In either one of these things, though, it was based upon determination and information gathering. The cops, in the first instance, with a very blatantly toy gun, knew what they were facing. So they were not facing a lethal threat, so their response was less than lethal. They did not know what they were facing in the case of Mr. Gaston, so then that changed. The fact that he was black and the other guy was white was an odd coincidence. Nothing more. Chris Graves, like so many journalists today, is attempting to create racial anger and strife because those kinds of stories draw attention to the news outlets and create more strife that drives more media coverage. She isn't trying to cover the news. She's trying to make news. She's trying to manufacture news. And she's not alone. In a very just world, propagandists like Chris Graves would be terminated immediately, and their media outlets would issue profuse apologies for attempting to craft a racial narrative where one doesn't exist. Fortunately for Ms. Graves, she'd face no penalties for stoking black hatred of the Cincinnati police, at least not from her publisher. Sadly, lying to the readers is simply how journalists operate today. And the media business is complicit, part and parcel of it. Used to be, if it bleeds, it leads. I guess now it's morphed into, if it's not bleeding, let's bust it. Let's bust it open so it does bleed. And if that doesn't work, let's create some false blood. So, very, very sad days. Very sad days. When we get back, we're going to look at liberalism and what they try to create. Because what they try to create is something that is not natural for us. It is not natural for us to see it here. They're trying to create heaven on earth. They're trying to create utopia. And in so doing, they're trying to take over everything based on nothing other than the desire for power. We will be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Coming up next, from Gun Owners Action League in Massachusetts, that will be Jim Wallace. We're going to talk about Article 34 in Lexington. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. Check them out. Now, I got out of the military in 1990, and since 1990, I've been spending my days working around and surrounded by utopians. A utopian is motivated to create heaven on earth because they are convinced that there's no other option. They believe that there can be no heaven in the sense that it is described in the Bible because there is no supernatural realm. The commitment to naturalism is a philosophical commitment. It isn't based on science. In fact, it flies in the face of science. To paraphrase Josh McDowell, we only have three options when it comes to the origin of the universe. First, we can say that it came into being spontaneously. In other words, that it came to be without a cause. Second, we can say that it has always been. Third, we can posit some cause outside the physical universe to explain its existence. Second option is no longer reasonable. Science has been leading inexorably to the conclusion that the universe is not infinite, but it did in fact have a beginning. The evidence has been accumulating for decades. It is therefore wrong to characterize the notion of a timeless physical universe as a scientific position. And once again, it is a philosophical position. However, in light of all the evidence, it's not a reasonable position for anybody to hold. This leaves us with only two other options. Either the universe came to be with or without a cause. In other words, the universe either came from something or it came from nothing. Reasonable people grasp intuitively that it makes far more sense to say that something came from something than it is to say that something came from nothing. course, admitting that the universe was caused by something rather than from nothing comes with a price. Any cause predating the physical universe must therefore be non-physical in nature. To acknowledge such a cause is to abandon philosophical naturalism and recognize the existence of a supernatural realm in and of itself. Now, this by no means proves the existence of God. It does raise the prospect, though. And that is enough to make the secular utopian nervous. It threatens his self-ordained role as the creator of heaven on earth. And it is against this backdrop that I started seeing people like writers like Raymond Moody, who began writing about near-death experiences in the mid-1970s. I read his book, Life After Life, in 1985, not because I was forced to do it, but because I wanted to. I was in the military. I wasn't agnostic, per se, but I was in the military as a young man. There were a lot of things I rejected. After my time in the military, I sort of abandoned the indefensible notion that the cosmos is all there is, all there ever was, and all there ever will be, because I think critically. But such a statement was appealing to me as a humanist in search of cosmic justice. But, you know, when you do a little critical examination, you have to go where the evidence takes you. And I always do that. I always go wherever the data is going to take me. I read a story that I didn't believe. I read a story in that book that really made me think. And then it happened to me. I'm going to tell you a story out of the book. There was a guy named Carl who died of a heart attack and was later revived by attending physicians. Like me. I have visited where Carl has gone. After Carl was pronounced dead, his was much worse than mine because I was never pronounced that. After he was pronounced dead and revived, he described his out-of-body experience to the doctor who revived him. The doctor was an unbeliever and a skeptic, and he began to pepper Carl with questions. And Carl responded with an extremely detailed account of what went on while the doctors were reviving him. In fact, he told them everything that happened between the time he was pronounced dead and the time he was revived. At one point during the account, the doctor stopped him and said, "No, we didn't do that." So he denied the veracity of one specific aspect of Carl's report of the procedures used to bring him back to life. Carl demanded in frustration, "Just go check the records." His doctor retrieved the attending nurse's records, which provided a detailed overview of what the doctors did to bring him back to life. The notes on the clipboard showed that Carl's version of events was correct and the doctor's version was wrong. He was dead while this was happening, and his details, you know, I was only down for seconds, and I can tell you what happened around me. And I thought for the longest time it was just something I made up, something in my subconscious or something. I didn't believe that when I was hearing that I could actually hear in those moments, that I could actually see in those moments from a different perspective than the one behind your eyes. Until I read this story about this guy. And then I realized what was up. These people who will attack you will come at you with all sorts of preconceived notions as they try to create something that they can't create. Because if the universe is something that came from something, where or what was that? What was that something that was in that started all of everything you see in the sky, everything you walk on, everything that you are? These people that try to create this utopia that completely discount this kind of a story, this kind of a recollection, are the very people that would take away your freedom. They're the very people who don't believe that there is a God. I didn't meet him. Carl does not indicate that he met him. But something was going on. Something was happening. Something that shouldn't have been happening. I should not have been aware of anything. There was a female nurse in my room. And when they had everything prepared, they had a bunch of cuffs on me. They had big cuffs on my arms and my legs. And I heard her yell, "Hit it," because they were responding quick. And they hit it, and the resulting forcing of blood into I had a blockage in my heart. And that made things work for a little bit. I wasn't allowed to walk again for 5 days because my heart was so damaged. But I walked today. So, when you're listening to all of these liars that will lie to you about anything, remember this part of it. Death is not final. It may be here, but this is a chapter. This isn't the book. This is not the only book. This is not the entire book of you. This is a chapter. And you will go forward later. Coming up next, Jim Wallace from the Gun Owners Action League out of Massachusetts. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened?
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.